The Ministry's got teams out again today, as you can imagine, assessing any structural damage, working with the Council on infrastructure, so water, sewerage again, and I'm getting an update at lunchtime.
Do you anticipate, is it schools will stay closed until further notice? Is that the message at the moment?
We won't really know until lunchtime, and we'll try and keep parents in the loop as much as we possibly can. There will be some schools that will be able to open, but we want to make sure that they've gone through the process, checked health and safety is absolute top priority. But some in the wider Christchurch area certainly will be able to open.
Are there still children who are attending the sort of hubs or still attending school at other schools?
Yes, we've still got 5,500 students out of their normal schools. Now, 1,000 of those are in other schools in Christchurch. So we're still dealing with that issue, and we're still funding those.
So is the school system going to be able to cope with this damage to other schools that could potentially put numbers of students?
I'll know more once I'm briefed and once we get a real handle on how much damage has been done yesterday.
So you've got no idea at all what kind of damage has been sustained to any schools?
Not at this stage, no.
It's been sort of nearly, quite 24 hours, but it's been overnight and during the day.
That's right. We had a team started yesterday afternoon. And then they're out again this morning, and their brief, as I say, they're briefing me at lunchtime.